the Roman sanctuary. There is a pool of a Roman sanctuary embedded in the background, but why is it so deep? The ground level in Roman times was where the actual building is, but over the years, different layers superimposed on the sanctuary. This process is known as the deposition process. The work of modern archaeologists is to reverse these deposition processes that happened over 2,000 years. The wall before us is just a witness of the archaeological excavations, and we hope it helps us to understand the changes due to the passing of time. The wall shows how overlapped different land and rock deposits were. The archaeological work would begin removing the first layer, containing land and contemporary rubble. Then it would extract the modern debris and the boulders from the medieval road that is still partially preserved on the pool. After extracting the slime and the Roman hippocast bricks built during the 2nd century, the pool of the sanctuary is finally on site. We are at the beginning of its history and have the original building. The sanctuary was built during the second half of the 1st century after Christ. It had walls with two smooth faces and an inner chamber filled with smaller stones. These walls were holding a barrel vault, named after its semi-tunnel appearance, made of flat tiles or tegulae, brick and opus cementitium. This vault was used for covering up the space, keeping the heat within the walls. Around this building, there was supposed to be a covered patio with columns. The foundations are still visible. This patio was built to host all kinds of votive offerings and to keep burning those flames lighted in honor of the indigenous god Reve, as well as Roman nymphs. This sanctuary was used during the 1st and 2nd centuries. Later on, they will build a hippocast over it, and it will turn into a heated room. It was finally forgotten during the 3rd century. Let's leave this place now by the closest door. Let's see the monumental fountains of Asburgas.